Kayla got the 111, the 111. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
Taylor got the 411. I'm back for another What's Good episode. I'm here with C. Henny. C. Henny, how you doing? You like the last in your crew to come on the show. What's good with you?
Yeah, I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, you're not all the way good, you know, but you look healthy, but you just told me that you got COVID.
Yeah. Huh? It's gonna creep up on me.
Like, do you know, like, who we got it from?
Probably just being out and about, like, just outside in general. Just out in public, going places.
So what are some symptoms that you are experiencing right now?
It's like a runny nose and just, like, congestion. But that's pretty much been my symptoms just the whole time. But no, like, body aches or chills or anything. But I am vaccinated, so that probably did help.
Right, I'm vaccinated too. So I was sick like a few weeks ago and I was telling people like, what if I wasn't vaccinated? But you know, whenever you tell people about that, that's a, man, they get, it's like a debate. It's like a whole debate. It's like, look, ain't nobody making you get the vaccination. You don't want to get it, don't get it. Now, see here, I done had most of your crew over here also as well. So your mom, she's so supportive and stuff like that. I feel like your mom is everybody's mom, right?
Yeah.
Everybody that adopted your mom as her mom because she's so supportive. So is your mom your manager?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's dope. So let's take it back to the beginning when you started making music. When was it for you when you was like, okay, music is my passion, I'm going to take this seriously?
I always wanted to do music and I had always like been in it, but I didn't get serious about it until I got to college in 2018, and Ali was my roommate. And he's the one that pretty much got me into everything, taught me everything.
I keep hearing that name, Ali. Like, why he ain't came on the show? Y'all got to hear Ali next because everybody keeps mentioning Ali. So you pretty much were college roommates with Ali. He's another producer, right? Yes, wow. Sir. So he kind of introduced you to everybody else.
Taught me how to make beats and everything.
What? That's a real one right there, because I feel like sometimes, especially in this industry, right, where people are sometimes, they don't want to share information, they don't want to help somebody younger than them out or stuff like that. So I think that's really dope that he took time to teach you. You're really, honestly, Sandy, like, you dope as hell. Like you said, 2018, I actually heard a song that 1K sent over to me for something that I'm working on. I can't see too much that they knows it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is that on the hook? And he was like, that's CNN. I was like, you're very, very talented. So you pretty much started this in 2018.
Yeah. It just kind of just been like a whirlwind, honestly. Just start from scratch and build it up to now. Because I'll go back and listen to my old songs from when I started. And it's just like, whew, what was that compared to production now?
Starting from the bottom, hey, you all got to start from somewhere. So I know you mentioned about the support that you got from your college roommate, Ali. We got to get you on here. And a lot of artists, they always say that the support normally comes when they make it big. Like, people don't never believe in you and see your true potential. So how did your family and your friends react when they realized, okay, he's taking this music seriously? Like, what was their reaction? Were they worried about you? Because you were in college.
Mama kind of always knew, like, I always wanted to do that music stuff, and then friends, they just kind of was just like, and kind of expected it, and then someone was kind of like, what is that? What are you doing?
But what it was you just, mean, they hate you?
You get it all the time. You'll see these people supporting this, they're your so-called friends, and they'll support bigger artists and want to post your own music. So it's just kind of we got that. We left that at 20. We left that back then. They in the past.
Right. If
you ain't moving up with me, you can't come with me.
Yeah. And you know, also, too, like, how old are you? Because you look young.
22.
Oh, yeah, you young. Yeah, I feel like you right at that stage where it's like you ain't really fresh out of high school. But, you know, sometimes as you elevate throughout life, people that kind of grow with you, like, they ain't really there yet. So they kind of see you surpassing them. Now, Did you graduate from school recently? Like, what happened with you recently? With did you get your nursing degree or something?
We did the white coat ceremony, so that's like a introduction to the nursing program for us.
Wow, like that's amazing. That's dope. So when, like I said, like when you're doing the things in life and people that you kind of grew up with, they see you like moving on ahead. Those things are expected, but like you said, leaving them in the past, they're not coming in the future, and that goes for everybody else who is experiencing that as well. So how have you been able to use social media throughout this pandemic and situation like this? Because you are a producer and an artist, but you seem a little bit more introverted. Am I lying?
Nah, you're right. It's kind of been like a win-win because since I don't really like people as it is, you know? So I just kind of like have my online so I can do more stuff online when the pandemic hit. That's like right. Kind of like my area right though. So
have
I just
you found it more easier? Is it more easier for you just kind of networking with people online rather than having to actually meet up with people and go to music events?
Yeah, I would say it is easier because a lot of stuff you could just, you know, send a beat with the press of a button to someone's email. So just DM people, a different artist, and get your beat packs and stuff like that out. So I would say, yeah, it's been kind of easier.
Okay, that makes sense. So also, you know, with social media, I feel like a lot of people really are utilizing like TikToks and situations like that. Are you on that trend of, okay, let me just get my beats and my music on these little TikTok, make it a TikTok trend, or you're not focused on that? You just focus on making quality work.
I have not tapped into that TikTok scene yet. My friends, my bros, been actually telling me I need to hop on it, but I ain't got on it yet. But I'm more concerned. I'd be more on the quality of music. Everything got to be top tier for me to have my name on it.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign? I'm curious now.
I'm a Libra.
You a Libra too? No wonder why we don't like people like that. When's your birthday?
13th of October.
Okay, I'm September 28th. That's wonder why you don't like. I don't like people like that. Either. It's not that I don't like people. It's kind of like I gotta sit back and observe you and see what you're doing. And if I observe you and I don't like what you put out there, I'm not gonna fuck with you. So if people really take it as like they think they and it's not. Mm-hmm. It could be that. It could be. It's just like you just show me who you are. Okay, that makes.
I'll take it that one time to show me. That's it.
And that's it. And I don't want to be cool with you. Though. I don't want to be cool. I don't want to talk. No, it's, I don't even say hey. Okay, that make a lot of sense. So I'm pretty sure you have a big personality. Some of that when you around people that you're comfortable with, because I've had situations like that where people they may see you and they may be like, okay, like they turn up with their friends and then they get around you and be like, well, I ain't getting that same energy because I don't know you. You're not going to get the same energy that you get around your family, your friends, somebody that you're comfortable. So that is very interesting. Okay, Libra gang. So we all started from the bottom. And I feel like when it comes to you, you are doing music. You're also a producer. So how is it kind of doing both of those? Because, dude, you're a dope artist. I'm not just saying that. Look here. You know I don't lie. You watch my show. I don't lie. You're a really dope artist. So which side of that industry do you love more?
I would say, yeah, I'm going to give it to the rapping, okay? I kind of like the flowing better than the beats, but I don't know. For me, it's more, I wouldn't say 50-50. I'd probably say 60-40 with the rapping because I go through phases of where I'm just making beats for like a month or two straight or either recording for a month or two straight, not even making beats. So it just kind of flip-flops on both.
Right. So are you currently in school now? How is it like trying to navigate doing your music and being in school? Like, is it, has it been a kind of difficult?
Let's just say my work ethic is unmatched. it is a lot to juggle, but you know, you had to carve out time because I feel like if I wasn't doing the music, I would probably lose my mind with the amount of schoolwork. So it's kind of like an outlet for me. So I could get my mind right and refresh and get back to something I love and then come back in and focus on what I need to do.
Right. So let's make a scenario, right? Let's say a big time record label come and be like, yo, man, you dope, man. Like, I want to sign you. Like, will you stay in school? You gonna pull a Megan Thee Stallion, or what?
Yeah. Take me on, but we finna do somebody online school because mom don't want me to still get that degree. And
that's still gonna happen. That's dope. I think that they're always, it may take you a little while, but I feel like once you start, how many years have you been in school now?
Honestly, let's see, I got in 2018. I'm expected to graduate in 2024.
Okay. Yeah, so you almost there pretty much. So now we are going to pretty much get to know you better, okay?
Okay.
So tell me three things about yourself that people would be like, what in the fuck, if they knew about you?
One is I have two black belts in two different styles of karate.
You right here kick your ass. Okay.
Yeah. I love to cook. Like, real deal. Nobody put it down in the kitchen like I do.
What? And a man that like to cook? What? See that? You'll be surprised how many 40-year-old men that can't even make a grilled cheese. So mm-hmm. that's going to benefit you. And what's the third thing?
I probably have to say my eye for a good bargain. I really don't like paying full price on things.
That's that Libra in you because I don't need it. If they ain't got no sale on it, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. Like, so I feel like this, you know, this is, we're going to get on the track because we're getting to know you. Are you one of those people where when you shop for a designer, or do you just shop for what's dope, what looks good?
Kind of both, because honestly, mm-hmm. I have to put my friends on the ways I be shopping, because if I could get designer for cheaper, I'm going to get it. Why pay full price?
Right. So. It's amazing to me how people pay $2,000 for a designer shirt and you still
have I could have got that for $400 off somewhere else.
Right, exactly. Okay, that typical Libra. So pretty much you already told us how you pretty much met the crew. Everybody don't know, I've had Beat Monkey on here, and then I had 1K Guap, and then I had T Crook, and then I got you. So what is your relationship with all of them and working together? Because you all support each other. I follow you all on Twitter. Also, can I just shout out people from Alabama? Because I really rocks with y'all. I deal with some very iffy people around here, and I just feel like y'all crew are the most supportive and the most real. So what's your whole working relationship with all of them, and how are they supporting you?
I had actually met everybody through pretty much, because I had met Ali first, and then mm-hmm. I met 1K through Ali, because Ali and him were working at the time, and then 1K introduced me to Beat Monkey and 1T Crook and everybody else that was in the thing. So it's kind of just like, it was, everybody was kept it real with each other from the beginning. So that's mm-hmm. one thing that kind of felt like it was cohesive. And so it's just genuine love with everybody, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And you know, but it ain't easy to be our friend.
No.
Like, it really ain't. So are you from Gadsden, Alabama as well?
Mm-hmm.
What is the music scene right now like down there? Like, is everybody kind of rocking with each other? Because if people don't know, it's a small city. It's not like, you know, it's small. Like, nobody know. I don't think I know who Gaston is, y'all.
Most everybody has been cool with each other. They just kind of like all fell out, and then someone came back and got friends, and then others just stayed by doing their own thing. But I mean, it's all love, but just like, I don't know, it's the city weird.
It's weird. It's kind of everybody's doing their own thing, or just some people are kind of progressing in different levels than others.
I'd say a lot of jealousy in the city. A lot of people don't want to see each other win, so.
That's dangerous. Like, that type of jealousy in them type of little cities, them ain't safe.
It's like city too small for all that.
Too small.
It's enough money for everybody. It's enough money in the city for everybody.
Yeah, so do most of you all probably do your working and dealings to Atlanta, right? Because that's kind of like the next place for y'all to come to. So it's kind of like, I don't see what the purpose of, you know, y'all can literally, Alabama can really be what Georgia music scene is for everybody to come together. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of talent
that's true.
Yeah, a lot of talent comes out of Alabama, but unfortunately it seems like everybody moves to Atlanta and then they claim they're from Atlanta. They don't want to claim they're from Alabama instead of putting the state on. So
I feel
pretty
like
much
that's why we put I feel like we just put Alabama on.
Yeah, you really could. And it doesn't like Louisiana, I feel like they got their own little scene. Memphis got their own, even I don't know about Memphis. Memphis, they got little issues now and then right now. We're gonna leave them right there. But they could have did the same thing as well. Everybody doesn't have to be divided. So I'm big on manifestation. So where do you see yourself in the next 3 years when it comes to your music career?
Right where I want to be. And when I say that, I say doing what I love full time, and that's the music.
Right.
Probably out in Atlanta, catching flights to LA, wherever the music take me, pretty much.
Right. That's dope. What do you have coming out? Like, what can we expect from you in 2022?
A lot. right now, I'm working on the collab tape with me and 1K Guap. Mm-hmm. Also have a tape on the collab, another collab tape with AD and my other brother, Mod, on the way. Mm-hmm. And I also have the third installment of my Black is Hot album dropping later this year with pretty much features and production from all the rest of us, Ali, 1K, everybody on that side, some bigger names, some 808 Mafia people, a lot.
Yes, you are doing so much to be so young. I didn't know you was that young. Are you the youngest one out of everybody?
Ali is.
Wow,
he is right below me. Like, he just turned 21.
And what?
Actually, yeah, he'll turn 22 next month. So, yeah.
Okay. But see, Henny, I'm so happy. Thank you so much also for you was part of the Petty Bunch theme song. Like, that came out perfectly, and I'm working on something else. 1K told you about what I got going on. I don't like saying too much, but you know.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, so I'm working on that. That's going to be out in February. And I want to say thank you so much for being on here. Like, I feel like you were the last one, but I feel like this is the perfect time. Timing is everything, and I feel like having you at the top of 2022 with so much that you're working on is going to be perfect. So how was that? See, that was cool. Was you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm used to public speaking.